Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for, March the 17th, 2024. The days go quickly, especially when you're old like me. I get such a kick out of saying that. I really do. Well, we have another wonderful question. I want to say constantly to you how deeply grateful I am that I get to answer these questions for you. It's very, very important. A lot of people they have many questions about their lives, about what an authentic life means, what a importance life holds for them, but they never really want to talk about it because it embarrasses them for whatever reasons. So here I have this lady named Helen, and I don't know Helen. She lives in Los Angeles, which is interesting. That's a difficult place. Anyway, she goes into this long litany of what emotions are and how important they are. And without emotion, there would be, no passion for life, as if I have to have a passion for my life. And so she says to me in this beautiful email, actually, emotions, they are the feeling of our life. What good are we or they if we do not honor them? Helen, our emotions are the primitive side of our human body, our human nature. They exist as our human nature. And in them, they alert us to danger. They alert us to possibilities of danger. That's what they were designed for. But we, as sapiens, took it a little too far. And we made them the ebb, the flow, the totality of our entire life. And because we chose to do that, to live in the manner of our emotions, we found ourselves in pride, vanity, recklessness, cruelty. If you look at your emotions, you inherited them. You have an emotional background that is a matter of what you inherited through the genes and the genetics of your family. And so they are now traits that you have. And with that, we develop all sorts of drama and problems and issues. And our emotionality, if you really look at it, is the author of many of our thoughts. Now, traditional psychology says thoughts come first, then emotion. But I disagree. I think it goes back and forth. I think first there can be an emotion, something in me that is unresolved, an anger, a hostility that I haven't dealt with, that still lives within me, an unforgiveness due to the lack of mercy, lack of generosity. And so I have these things based and built inside of me, and I add a thought to them, whether they're good or bad, right or wrong, or should I act upon them or should I not act upon them. These are the things I do. And my emotions play a big part in me coming to assumption and conclusions about anything in this world that I think is important to my survival. My emotions are generally about survival. Who likes me, who doesn't like me, who loves me, who doesn't love me, what is fair, what is right, what is wrong, what looks like humanity to me, and how humanity works, and I judge it, I analyze it, I theorize. It goes on and on and on. And emotions can lead you down the primrose path to just about anything if you're not careful. So due to the fact that we are not careful about our emotions and how they interact with us, we find ourselves being highly emotional. Our thoughts are judging those emotions and yielding to them. And of course, in the course of a lifetime, this can bring about nothing but havoc hell in our life. So what good is our life if we don't feel, or what good are we if we don't feel? The feel that you get from your emotions can help you understand if you're in danger. Sometimes it can help you understand intuitive nature. This intuitive nature runs by itself. It doesn't need emotion, but it's there. And what we often do is confuse this intuitive nature with the idea of our emotions. We judge our intuition through our emotions and confuse the whole situation and make things very difficult. It is best to have a clarity, not to act on emotion, because much of what we do that we regret in this world is due to emotions. And our regrets are not up to the whole thing of forgiveness, of having remorse for our regrets. We just don't have that. It's not built into us. So we will often find through emotion, we go headlong into things we really shouldn't be doing because, not that they're wrong, but that they're going to cause great regret. And then we don't have the sense of mercy or compassion to ask for forgiveness or even say, hey, I need to forgive myself and I need to go apologize or whatever I need to do. That would be very, very meaningful to your karma. A lot of my karma, a lot of your karma has been based in the assumptions of presumptions that our emotions present to us. And then our mind says, oh, go ahead, do it. Or, you know, you have the right to do it. It makes some kind of moral judgment about our emotions. And then the next thing you know, we're doing a whole slew of things that we will regret. And we don't really want to acknowledge any of this, but it's true. It's what we do. So, with all that being said, you have to watch your emotions, not act upon them. They have an energy about them that is very good. And that energy helps the body function. But it shouldn't be the only function. We should learn how to act from no thing, no emotion, no mind. We need to learn how to live in compassion and forgiveness, in what I call generosity. A person who is not generous cannot meditate. A person who is not generous cannot understand the manner of their entire life. They just go about their living, trying to get through this life to get to Friday, you know, something they really want to do, and they miss. So the effort is not in the aggrandizement of my emotions, but learning where they belong within me as an energetic. But I shouldn't live by that energetic when it is influenced by my feelings of inferiority, my feelings, my emotions, and feelings of self-righteousness, self-preservation. All of these things, they go to make up a very painful life experience that most people never truly understand. They really don't. They go about their life thinking that their emotions give them every right to do any heinous, reckless, stupid thing that they want to do. And then when we get our tit caught in the ringer, as it were, then we want to deny it and blame other people. And, oh God, it just goes on and on and on. So there you are. Helen, I know my stance on this with you would probably not be very welcome, but it is something that I have found has accelerated my inner work. And for the few students that decide to do this with me, it has accelerated their inner work, and it has come to bring them some very interesting things in their life, in their meditation, in their living. And that's what it's all about. I'm out of here. Hope that helped. Helen, thank you for your kind comments about Aspire. I deeply appreciate it. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. And I hope you find it in your heart to forgive me, please. Namaste.